Welcome to Season 2 of the Good Market Podcast. I'm your host, Harry Cunningham. Each month, we hear from good people with great products, supporting exceptional causes, and making incredible impacts on communities around the world. Join us now as we hear another good story about impact that's happening right near you. Hello, and welcome to Hello, and welcome to our... And that indicates exactly how it's going to be.
I love it.
Hello and welcome to our latest issue of Good Market Live, the podcast. Today, a new friend of mine and one of our newest brands at Good Market, Laura Claire, is joining me from Linnea. And so, Laura, first of all, welcome to the podcast. We don't always start that way, but I'm glad that we started with a laugh.
Oh, thanks, Harry. That was fun. That was actually a great mood breaker and makes me very comfortable. Have this conversation.
Good. That's perfect. We like that. So, Laura, let's just jump right in. I know what you do, and I know you have a beautiful line of product that's coming to Good Market. But I'd love for you to let's go back to the beginning, and then we'll get to ultimately what you're doing now. And I think it was back in 2009 that your mom started something. So I don't want to call you a second generation entrepreneur, but I guess maybe you are. So I want to maybe go back to that, and if you could tell us what the origin is, and then we'll talk a little bit more about your brand, where you are today.
Absolutely. No, I'm actually honored to be called a second generation entrepreneur because it was my mother, Vicki Manley, who, you know, actually before 2009, created this brand that was called Linnea's Lights before Linnea, back in her kitchen. It was through, wow, just life happening and, a personal story that occurred with her, my stepfather, her husband, James Manley, who was diagnosed with cancer. They ran a business together, but when they found out that he was diagnosed with cancer, my mom was kind of at a turning point and said, you know, what are we going to do? He can't work. And, you know, what are we going to do to pass time? He needs to heal. My mom has always been a huge advocate of just like living off the earth. You know, she loves, mm-hmm. She passed us in 2022, but she loved just playing in the dirt, growing things, being mindful. She really had a fine appreciation for life and for travel and for fragrance and for everything. And so when Danny was diagnosed with cancer, they started, you know, living in the middle of Indiana and near a cornfield and near a soybean field, creating these candles in her kitchen table, on her kitchen table, to pass time while he was recovering from his therapies and his treatments. So together they would just, it was like a daily ritual. They would start their day with breakfast and coffee and just sit outside, listen to the birds and the wildlife in the country. It's where they lived in Northwest Indiana. And they would proceed to embark on their day and make these really beautiful candles. At that time, it was, you know, a little kitschy country candle line, but it's what spoke to them and what they enjoyed. And they always had great music playing, and mom would always stop and make wonderful little meals. Point being is it became a ritual for them for healing. So while he had some downtime, she was able to really enjoy time with him, and they were able to enjoy time together. And then once the product was finalized, on weekends, when he was feeling up to it, they would do craft markets and fairs and vintage fairs, and they would, and antique fairs, and they would go and they would talk to people and interact and socialize and sell through their product like crazy. And that was how Linnea's Lights started. But then,
and where did the name Linnea come from? How was that?
Yeah, Linnea is actually
the Linnea's Lights part of the lights. Yeah.
Yeah. The Linnea, as it exists today, Linnea is an homage to, Swedish heritage on my mother's side. We come from five generations, hailing from Sweden, just outside of Stockholm, of strong women who did things the old-fashioned way with beauty and quality ingredients, having a love of the earth, gardening, toiling, caring for your families. So five generations of women, great grandmother, you know, on back, The name Linnea has been in our name in one way, shape, or form. So when it became, when it came to my mother, it became Americanized with Lynn. So Lynn Manley. And then she gave me my name, Laura Lynn. But it was an homage that my mom, whenever she created the brand, she wanted to pay tribute to the strong women who came before her. My mother was the oldest of seven children, very matriarchal family. So very strong, focus on women empowerment and, just a great, great woman. Loved her siblings, loved her kids, loved her nieces, nephews, everything else. And it was just, you know, again, that love of the earth that we got from our grandparents. And I grew up in a multi-generational family as well, where I, some of my fondest memories were coming from being at my grandparents' house, where, you know, the day was spent playing outside, hearing the crickets at night, waking up to the birds singing in the morning, getting out, working in the garden, picking the roses, picking the lilies of the valley, getting the rhubarbs. You know, it was just all natural Midwestern living. And then it would culminate at the end of the day with this wonderful meal that was hand-prepared and created with love from great-grandma, grandma, mom, aunt. You know, everybody's together at this communal table. So kind of cool in that regard. But Renea is an homage to a strong Swedish lineage. And you know, the women that came before us. So that's what my mom, when she told me what she named the brand, I was like, wow, mom, that's really beautiful. And as I mentioned before, my mom passed March 6th of 2022. And we had just rebranded to Linnea about a year prior to that. And it was really important to me to keep the name Linnea because it is everything that mom, you know, meant it to be.
So how did it transition from her then over to you? Let's talk about that kind of phase, because there were some pretty big changes that you made.
Well, as my mom, she passed at an early age. She actually had to retire out of the company due to health reasons. So when it passed, after Danny passed away, and then we launched it officially in 2009, you know, we grew the brand together. We were having fun going to wholesale markets because my background was in wholesale sales and marketing. But her health took a turn for the worst, and she wasn't able to really be involved in the company. So we transitioned it over to me. I you know, purchased it, and then with the promise that I would create a legacy still to pay and honor what she started, but also create something, you know, continue to create something beautiful in the world. But, you know, again, for me to pay homage to my mom. And that was in 2014. So it wasn't very long after we started Linnea's Lights that it came over to me. And then I've shepherded into, had Linnea's Lights for a while. And then during COVID, rebranded and created Linnea. So.
And what was the inspiration for the rebrand? Because I am, I'm super impressed with the rebrand. I love it. And I come from a creative background too. And I have a great appreciation for what you've done. I haven't seen what it looked like before, but what was, where did your inspiration come for the creative there?
You know, for me, it was always about having the vision of creating. Linnea's Lights was really beautiful. And at the time when we launched it, it really was hitting all the marks that are now just standards. So before, you know, we had recycled packaging. We were using craft containers. We had that hidden matchback. That's always been kind of a special tribute that what we always do with our products. But I think what, for me, what was most important is creating a brand transcended just candles. Candles is really ritualistic. It's really beautiful. They're really... they always have a special place in a home, but I wanted the brand and the fragrances that we created to have more of a lifestyle feel. So the idea of elevating and creating kind of like your quintessential classic with what you see with Linnea now is, again, paying tribute to the name, the Swedish heritage, the beauty, the classism of the brand itself, but also create an opportunity to venture outside of just candles and to create more of a fragrance experience. So whether that's through aromatic mists, which was a new launch that we had this year, or whether it's through rediffusers, or whether it's through soap and lotion for body and bath, or whether it's a different opportunity in the future, I just found it not as constricting. So
great.
That's why.
So everything doesn't have to be a light, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the idea. So, right. You know, what I do still try to do with the company, and it's one of the backbones of what we do and who we are, is that the light is always there. You know, the light is still part of Linnea's lights. We're just Linnea, but we're still bringing the light, and it's through, you know, you can be literal with, you know, a candle, but also, you know, with what we do with giving back and doing good in the world, because that's really what I want to be the legacy of the company, is that we are a company that is mindful, thoughtful, American made, and, you know, every touch point of what we do has heart and compassion and caring at our heart and soul.
Which feels very much aligned with the name and the generations as well.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously close knit family, and I think that there's been that good always. So let's talk about that a little bit and the good that you're doing. You mentioned recycled packaging, and I believe you still have that, but talk to me a little bit about that, and then I'd love to talk about your partnership with Janus as well.
Yeah, everything that we do with the brand is really mindfully considered and thoughtful in design. First impression to last impression is when I approach product, or when I approach packaging, or when I approach a fragrance, when I approach anything that has to do with a brand and something that's coming out from the brand, it's always with the thought of what is the first impression to the last impression, and the fact that I stand behind the product 100%. You know, and so it's not only what do you see, experience, whatever, but what's the impact of that product that we're putting into the world? So, you know, all of our fragrances contain essential oils or therapeutic grade fine fragrances. So they're free of phthalates. Wow. They're endocrine free, disruptor free. They're free of carcinogens. They are pure and clean, and have been pure and clean since 2009, before it became a big trend. It's just something that we felt really strongly about. And so I had to work really hard with our fragrance houses and with our perfumers, create those compositions that met our standards. Our wax in our candle fragrances, for our candles, they are all natural soy wax from Midwest region. And we use just clean burning, all natural cotton wicks. So our candles themselves, the components are really great and they're clean. Our glasses, they're meant to be recycled. So you can reuse them as container holders and, you know, for pens, pencils, cotton balls, swabs. I put planting and seedlings in them. And our tubes are made from the interior. It's all craft. It's craft paper. They're round craft tubes. But they're just wrapped with paper. So those too can be reused, and it's really sweet because a friend of mine, I gave a gift of a candle to, and she returned when she came over for dinner, and she gave a beautiful little seedling of a plant in the container, and I've been feeding it and watering and nurturing it. It's still really, really beautiful. you know, people, and I do encourage reuse, and some people even just choose to keep their candle inside the tube, which I don't really recommend, but it works.
And let me ask you a question
real
quick.
The point is that it's made from natural materials. It can be recycled.
I wanted to ask you about that soy wax, because there are obviously a lot of people making candles today. First, I'd start by saying I love that your soy wax is coming from here in the Midwest too. I mean, it really is this so much about, obviously on a bigger scale, but it's still so much about being true to who you are, where you're from, all of those things that you talked about earlier. When you think about the importance of soy wax versus somebody that might, you know, walk to a hobby store and buy wax, can you talk a little bit about how that burns differently? Because I've always been intrigued by this since I've gotten to really meet some people that are doing what you do, which is, you know, amazing things. Can you talk a little bit about that, just for somebody that might be out there wanting to make a candle and wanting to understand the difference between the two?
Yeah, more like hobbyists versus, for me, the importance of having an all-natural vegetal wax is that, one, it's sustainable. Being vegetal in its composition, allows for farmers, U.S. farmers, and it's a major U.S. crop. So for us and for me growing up in a very rural area of Indiana, it was in our backyard, cornfields and soybean fields. So it was, it was the produce and the bounty of the community. Mm-hmm. So that's important to me. But second, it is, it's a renewable resource and it's also clean burning. So, there have been lots of studies in the marketplace about paraffin, which is another mm-hmm. major candle composition. And then I look at candle racks like an artist's canvas, almost like their medium. You know, what do they choose to use in order to put their art out there? Well, we choose soy wax because, one, it's true to our heritage of who we are, where we grew up and being in the Midwest, mm-hmm. and two, it's clean burning and it's sustainable. And that goes into our sustainability mission of trying to be mindful and thoughtful in everything that we do.
That's great.
There's a little bit of something for everyone, mm-hmm. but for us as a brand and Linnea, that's our heritage. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's sustainable and clean burning is even more important because, again, I want my employees, when we're making candles in our studio, I want them to come to work knowing I'm not going to a toxic environment.
Right, right.
I'm going to work with good quality ingredients and materials, so I can then go home and still be all I can be for my family. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of great options out there. It's just that's where we choose to play because that is what we're about.
That's great. I love it.
And soy is important to us for that reason.
That's great.
And I would just be careful, going back to a hobbyist, look for clean ingredients. Mm-hmm. Soy is clean, and some people say, well, they're organic. I mean, people can claim a lot of things. Just be careful with claims.
Yep.
Because we all know it just takes one little seed
right.
that comes from a different crop to, make a field bad. And but just go over, it may cost a little bit more. But if they're, just use your personal judgment and know whatever you invest in, whatever you bring into your home, it's not only is it going to affect you, but it's going to affect your family.
That's great.
Just try to use quality over quantity.
I love it. And I like one of the things I'll circle back to there is I really appreciate that you pointed out you want your employees to know that they're coming to work in a safe environment. So let's talk about your employees a little bit. The team was obviously tiny when it was your mom and your stepdad, and then you got involved. Now, how many people are employed now?
Yeah.
And tell me about that team.
It went from mom and Danny to my aunt, and then we laughed because my mom is living in Northwest Indiana, and I was down here in Indianapolis, and we were working in my basement. And at that point in time, it was myself and then my husband, and then a couple of friends from school when our kids were really small. So it's like we had the North Division and we had the Central Indiana Division. We would crack up because tubes would be made up north and then brought down to the South Indianapolis Division to be packed. And we used to laugh, like, can we sell these 24 candles? and now we're just like, wow, 24 candles. That was gone like a second ago. Today, it's different. It's vastly different. It is now, we have a little over 10,000 square feet of space.
Wow.
That includes our admin area, it includes our protection facility, and it includes our warehousing facility and our fulfillment. So we do everything from getting the orders in to moving them to the back, getting it produced, getting them made, and then moving them out the back door. We have about 20 to 25 employees, sometimes up to 30, depending on the season. And it's really tight and efficient. We try to run a lean model of manufacturing and really staying true to who we are as in we're candle manufacturers. 85% of our business is candles. Mm-hmm. And we're proud of that. I'm grateful because, when I talk about the other moms coming to work with me from school, one of them, Chrissy, has been with me from the very beginning in the basement. And she's now my director of operations.
Wow.
it's like we've all grown up together. We've been through all of this. We've learned a lot along the way. And it's been a journey. But it is important for me to have a really, one, a safe, clean, inspiring place in which to go to work every day for my employees, because they are my extended family. You know, while my mom has since passed and my stepdad has passed, my aunts, you know, still live up in Northwest Indiana. I mean, now this is my extension outside of my own personal family. And so I treat my employees like they are my family. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I personally enjoy it. I love them dearly. And I think, you know, we all just, it's a, I don't know, I'm biased. But I think it's a nice place to go to work every day, and we get to see each other and share our life stories and kind of grow up together. So it's been fun.
And then you have this partnership with Janus that I'd love for you to tell everybody, the listeners, about as well. And is that something that you had started when your mom was still involved in the business, or is that newer?
Well, no, actually, it wasn't something that we did when mom was still involved in the business. It's something that happened kind of as she transitioned out and we were in a small little growth period. Mm-hmm. We've been with Janus. Janus is a Janus Development Services, Developmental Services in Noblesville, Indiana. Mm-hmm. is a really wonderful nonprofit that really focuses on life skills for people with different abilities. And we found them over a decade ago. Wow. We've been partners with them for a decade.
Fantastic.
So since 2013, they have been part of our company, part of Linnea. And I look at them as, you know, again, they're just employees mm-hmm. with Linnea. So I look at my team. And then if you think of my Janus team, you know, they're just
one team.
Part of who we are mm-hmm. as a company. Exactly, we're one team. Mm-hmm. But what I love about it is just the ability to give, again, light to an organization that is doing such good in our community. And it's more than just, you know, contracted work or warehousing or whatever. They do a lot to support the community and with their clients in the Noblesville, Hamilton County area. And I think it's really just been a beautiful partnership. So we've been with them, like I said, for a decade, and what we do is they have a very large space. So we're able to have extra warehousing space with them.
Oh, that's nice.
As well as we do piece work with them. So we're able to get larger pallets of glassware, larger, you know, pallets of boxes and tubes from Chicago. I try to keep everything local mm-hmm. whenever I do supply runs. And I do supply purchasing, and we have so much space at our facility that it's nice that they have extra space, and so we're able to rent space from them. And then in tandem, we're also able to contract work with them to create our products and our candles. So they work specifically with our candle products in glass and cleaning of the glass, piecemeal, and also doing the wicking and any kind of like fine motor skill work. So the little hidden matches on our tube lids or the wicks, things that are really integral to the composition of the fragrance mm-hmm. or the candle, or that are integral to the package presentation is a main part of what Janus does.
That's great. So two topics I want to dig into a little bit, and I'm going to jump into the one first, which is really candle season. And I heard you mention obviously seasonality, and when you get, might beef up the team a bit during the season. And I'm guessing that's probably more holiday when people are naturally thinking candles. But one of the things I'm super pleased with is that candles are really year-round now. And there may be less, so there's this seasonal candle that happens. But I do love the fact that candles are year-round. Do you think that's, what do you think has brought that on? What's your take on that? And I'm guessing you burn candles at home all year-round, too.
I burn candles all the time. Well, honestly, I have ever since my mom, gosh, I just remember part of the ritual of dinner and special occasions and just, you know, having to have a moment of quiet and peace and reflection was always about lighting a candle. And I think, look at our society today. We've been through a pandemic. The world is ever quick to change. And I think candles just have a beautiful sense of ritual to them. It's lighting a candle. It's watching the flame. It's seeing it's seeing the beautiful burn that comes through the glass that it's presented in, whether it's a Linnea candle or whether it's somebody else's. I mean, candles themselves are beautiful in their composition. Mm-hmm. They're little works of art. Yeah. And then on top of it, the fragrance, which it just, it takes you to a faraway place, at least for me. And as I approach fragrance, anything that we do in Linnea, is something that is always about taking you to a place or, a memory in your mind that was really special, because I'm a huge traveler. I love to travel, and everything is experiential in my life. I am an experiential learner. Yeah. I am an experiential human being. So being in those spaces and places and living my life and then coming back home to my reality, you know, sometimes reentry is hard, but
true story.
What's nice about that is that, you know what, I can light this candle and I'm taken back to that space and place, and those memories, those positive memories are really good. But I think, again, in current day and time, we're all looking for a little bit of escapism. And whether that's through a candle or whether it's through a fragrance, something, you know, to take you to that time and place, or to give you that memory, or to give you that little sense of peace. Mm-hmm. And I think that is why they have become so important. And I'm grateful, and I'm sure everyone else in the makerspace is grateful. But it is true, though. It is something. I mean, you go to churches, you go to yoga, you go to whatever. I mean, there's always light. Light is always a positive force. Mm-hmm. And that's what a candle is meant to represent. I mean, it started off the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. you can't get much more, right?
That's a really great reference. I love it. And I'll tell you, that's like,
I mean,
one of the oftentimes that we light candles at home is when we're baking or actually cooking. And I'm like, I just need to smell something that's not grease. And I have, you know, I have two teenage kids, and I'm like, I need to smell something else. What else is it? So, yeah.
Right? It's like, you need something to neutralize those odors.
Right.
But it's always, and that, I tell you, getting, you know, that's, I got collections for you on that one. It is just something that I think just gives a sense of peace and calm, and just allows you to kind of disconnect for just a second, and just to be at peace at where you are in your space, to honor the space that you're in at that time. That's my personal opinion.
That's great.
But that's how I work with candles.
So I had two questions, one and two, but I'm going to go to 1B because you made me think of something else while you were talking a little bit. You were talking about scents and scents that are evocative. Love to know, like, this is something that I've always wondered about, and I don't know why I've never asked anyone this question. How do you get the idea for a new scent? And then are you the only one that is developing scents in the brand, in your business, or are there other people working on it, or is it kind of a team, like, what, like, do you wake up one day and say, today I'm going to do a new scent and this is what it's going to be? Or, like, how does that happen? How does that work?
You know, it's all inspired through, it's all inspired by getting up and being out in the world and about travel. So, you know, back in the day when mom started Linnea's Lights, it was all about her experiences and the things that gave her memory kind of jogs. As I took it over, for me, it's all kind of about what inspires me, what makes me yearn and long for more. It's just like any perfumer, any fragrance house that has something, you know, that they're trying to do. For me, what I'm trying to do with Linnea is to create a sense of place and purpose and time, or to provide my own personal experiences and travel into a candle experience that will take someone else. Like, I had such a visceral experience to this space and place, or to this feeling, or to this food, or to this, you know, maybe it's even a mocktail or a cocktail, you know, just all the flavors and all the scents and the fragrances, just being that I want to translate it. That's what it is for me when it comes to fragrance. And for a long time, when mom transitioned out, I was developing and creating all the fragrances. I will say, for the past 2.5 to 3 years, I do have my art and design director who has been instrumental in a lot of the work we do. I've brought her on, and we've had so much fun playing, because not only are we dear friends, but we also, she's traveled with me and has known me for over 15 years.
Wow.
And she's traveled with me to some of these places, to Belgium. So Belgian linen is inspired by the flax fields of Belgium. She's traveled with me, you know, various places, and we just have a love of really beautiful quality ingredients mm-hmm. and fine foods and just how nature's bounty. And so he and I have been working really close together recently on this past season's collections and future collections that we're going to be unveiling. And it's been a lot of fun because, you know, I know what I think and feel when I experience a fragrance mm-hmm. or whenever I have an idea in mind and I'm so moved and like, oh my gosh, wow, this would make a great fragrance. She comes from it from a different perspective and a different background as well. But together, we're able to really create something that's really just lovely, at least in our opinion.
Yeah.
Lovely and beautiful and mindful and still stands the test of time and will just be something really special.
So speaking of collections, speaking of collections, interesting. When I first saw your line, I was introduced to one of your newer collections, maybe the newest that's been officially released, the Botanic Collection. And I was kind of obsessed with it right away. And interesting that you talked about foods, and there's one that has a tomato scent. And I actually read an article recently that tomato is one of those new scents that can be either a love-hate. People either absolutely love it or absolutely don't love it. I'm a big fan of it, but love for you to talk a little bit about Botanics, where that inspiration came from, and all of the cool things that go along with it that, I think speak back to your heritage and your standards as well.
Yeah, well, Botanic really was grown out of, I can't get any more literal and, you know, literal than that. It was grown out of a love for nature. And it was directly influenced by my experiences as a child working in the gardens at my grandparents' home. Truly, we've been making an heirloom tomato candle since before 2009.
Wow.
Now they're really popular. And I'm not saying I'm a trendsetter or anything. Absolutely not. But I'm glad to see that other people are seeing the importance of vegetal fragrances mm-hmm. in the home care market. It's more than just butter cookie and cakes and sweet things. It's like,
Pumpkin spice, right?
There's so many more. I mean, we have a pumpkin too, but I do not approach pumpkin in a sweet way. I mean, if you've smelled our pumpkin, you know it is a it is not gourmand. It is a savory pumpkin.
So when you're here, I love that because when you're here, I was the same way. We had the cafe in the store, and I said, like, we need a fall drink, but we have to approach our pumpkin very differently. So we need to have your pumpkin candle next to our pumpkin pie latte and see how they are together. Because what is it called? Words to my ears. I just love what you're saying there. So go ahead. Sorry.
It is true, but no, it's true. It's just like, I am so over the sweet and, sugar infusion. And I don't, for that reason, I'll never be a trend and I'm okay with that. It's just, I want true earthen fragrances to mm-hmm. be what our brand is about. And that's really what I go for. So Botanic was born out of a need and a love twofold. One, to pay homage to Mother Earth. Okay. Mother Earth has given us the beauty, the bounty, the love, good, bad, or ugly. Right now, I think she's really angry with us. But, you look at all the beautiful things that we have from gardening, and you look at every day, I am just in awe of nature around me. But Botanic was grown out of that love to pay homage to Mother Earth. It's to, give back and use it as a force of good with a zero waste collection. So Botanic for us, for the Linnea brand, is my zero waste collection. It is basically no packaging. Mm-hmm. It is a beautifully designed green glass vessel that is intended to be used as the candle vessel, but also to be repurposed as a potting piece or, something else to be used in your barware or whether in your home or what have you. The seeded dust cover has seeds of basil, parsley, and chives, and so it's meant to be replanted so it sprouts and you can, create garden. And the scents are clean and natural and vegetal. They're straight from the garden. So crushed mint, which you got those stinky teenager, smells of grease. I have it too.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you, if I have to air fry one more chicken nugget, I'm going to die. It's Freshman heirloom tomato with a high note of grapefruit and, you know, a base of green stem will kill those smells and neutralize it.
I think I need one
it,
for my car when I pick my son up at soccer practice. Like, have the candle going in the car.
Yeah.
Not recommending anybody burn a candle in the car.
No, what you need is an aromatic mist for your car. You'll like kill those odors. But it is. But again, so Botanic is that zero waste opportunity to say, okay, here we go. Let's pay homage to Mother Nature. Let's give, let's put into the world beautiful fragrances that are clean and neutral and vegetal and just gorgeous. From the first impression to the last impression. But then on top of it, not only is it zero waste, but also 15% of net proceeds go back to support one tree planted, which
amazing.
Is really, really important to me because, again, for every $1 we donate, they plant one tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been focused on planting whenever we do the donation. We make sure that we plant them, the trees that have been, you know, through forest fires or what have you, focus on the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something really detrimental, so like the rainforests or something like that, we'll also say put the money to rainforests because, again, we don't have rainforests. We're going to really, global warming is real and we need to make sure that we can re-inhabit and protect our environment and our Mother Earth as best as we can through mindful living. So that's why Botanic is so important. And that was the whole idea is homage, paying homage to Mother Nature, but then also creating an opportunity to do some one, have the present experience of it be a beautiful one and one that is nostalgic but yet very purposeful. And then three, have a greater good and greater cause, and that is by doing greater good and having a greater cause to have more sustainability in our future.
I think that's great.
You know, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful alignment with good market and what you do.
It's perfect. Yeah. And obviously that was our introduction into the line, and we'll have other parts of the line, which I think are equally beautiful. But I was absolutely taken by literally every point along the way you've thought about it. And one of the things that you talked about in very casually was this seeded dust cover, which is like nobody's doing that. And how cool that you can actually, there's a reason for that now. It's like the second reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't just need to be thrown away. And arguably, maybe you could even plant it back in the vessel if you save it and let it grow a little bit and plant and grow from there.
That's
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we talk about too. You know, some people are really, you know, some people are really protective of their candle. They're like, oh, I can't plant, you know, I can't do anything. I can't burn it. And I'm like, that's why you got it. You know, we have the two wicks for a reason. We want you to burn all the way across, all the way down, so there's nothing left. So when that candle is empty, you clean out the wicks, you clean out whatever residual wax is at the bottom, but we want you to replant that dust cover. That's why it fits perfectly in the diameter of that vessel, so it can be repurposed. And it's important because, again, you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of companies in the candle market space. And, you know, glass, yes, is recycled or recyclable, but again, it's, we all do our part to be a little bit more mindful. And if that's a collection that allows us to have that opportunity, and one, I love, personally, I'm a green. Green is my favorite color.
Yeah.
And that deep mossy green is just so special. We worked a really long time on getting that color just right. We didn't want it light green. We didn't want it to, you know, brown. It just had, it took some time. And we were really happy when we finally landed on that. So
it's great.
It'll be exciting. And we see the Botanic collection being an opportunity for more line extensions that will do more to give back as well. So the plan is right now it's just the candles, but in first quarter of 2024 it'll be everything in the Botanic collection will have that component to it, because we really want to do more just to like bring the outdoors in.
Yeah, that's great. And you talked a little bit about your aromatic sprays, but there are other things to the collection, and you've kind of nodded to those a bit as we've talked about. Can you tell us about the other pieces that you sell? I know there's soaps and lotions and things like that. Can you give us a little bit of background there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, our mainstay, the cornerstone of our business is, you know, the two-wick candle that we do. We also, in our best-selling scents, we offer a 24-ounce candle, which we call the green candle. We also offer a complimentary or competing, if you want to take and you want to travel and you want to go or you have a smaller space, we have our little petite, which I particularly love that little candle, especially as I tend to travel all the time. I just pop it in my little dab kit. It's like my little dab kit here. And I usually have like a little candle that I put in there, and it's a little 3 ounce. It's a Japanese tea tin. So what's really beautiful about that is that the, as you know, tea is very important in the Japanese culture and any Asian culture. And to ensure the integrity of the fragrance of the leaves, you need a tight seal. So it's a Japanese tea tin. So that can be reused after the candle's done, but it infuses not only while you have the candle poured into it, it really, really protects the candle and the integrity of the fragrance while you have it. And then when it's done, you wash it out real easy, soap and water, and then you can put jewelry or little accoutrements, or you could do whatever you want to travel with. And it's a great little, you know, accessory to go. We also introduced the aromatic mist, which is 100 milliliters. So it's TSA compliant. It's a little spritz in your spray when you want to layer a fragrance in the bathroom, in your bedroom, on linens, on in your living room.
Musty hotel rooms come over, if you're traveling.
I do it all the time. I just came back from Vegas from a show there, and I was like, oh, my goodness. But I am spraying everything.
I won't ask what hotel you were staying
in. It's meant to be, Vegas. Oh, gosh. Oh, ooh. It is, but we do a lot of, one of the things that my brand is, I'm particularly fond of, and my mom started this, and this is something that it's kind of a cornerstone of our brand, is that we do scent layering. So we call it Linnea layering. And so you can start with like a foundation fragrance. So in our Botanic collection, you can start with a moss fragrance. And then you want to bring in a note of a mint or a note of something that's a little bit more green or floral. You know, you can bring something in from the seasonal collection, or you can bring something in from the classics collection. You can create your own harmony of fragrances and your own scent profile by taking any of our candles and mixing them and blending them at the same time, or by having a candle lid, and maybe you have a base, a small little petite, and you go and you spritz your top note of an aromatic mist. You're creating a symphony that is unique to your surroundings, and it's almost becoming your own bespoke fragrance. And that's just something that we do often. I do often. I'm constantly, everybody comes in, they're like, what are you burning? I'm like, well, I'm not. Here's what I'm burning, but here's what you're smelling as you're walking through in the foyer to the living room. Through, you know, it's a combination of all those fragrances together that create the ultimate scent. And that's very why cool. I try to approach it as, you know, let's have fun with fragrance.
I love it. And I'm excited to get it in the store and introduce our community here to your brand as well. I think it's good, and I love that you're local too, which is a nice extra icing on the top. But yeah, we're excited for that.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, Laura, one of the questions I ask everybody that's on the podcast is, and I'll preface it a little bit. We obviously are very honored to be able to tell your story every day when customers walk in the store, and we tell the story of your brand and a little bit about the good that you're doing. But if you think about the Laura Claire story, your personal story, and you could pick anyone, living, dead, famous, infamous, not famous, who would you pick to tell your story, and why would you pick them?
Who would I pick, and why would I? That's a big one. That's a big question. You know, I think I would have one of my children.
Oh, cool.
And I think I would have my child, because they have seen me through good and bad. And, you know, it's just like me paying homage to my mother through keeping Linnea alive. I would hope that my children would be able to see the humanity of who I am as a person and be able to tell my story, whether it's good or whether it's bad or whether it's, you know, it is what it is, from a human standpoint. Because I think they would be able to give the most depth and breadth to my story.
That's great. I love that. And you, P.S., and you told your mom's story very well. So if they do half as well as you did, then they're on the right path for sure.
So she was a special woman.
That's great. So do you think one
of
your...
I miss her every day.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's one of those things for sure. Do you think any of your children will carry on the business? Do you think that'll happen or any interest so far?
Oh, I don't know. I hope one day. I see where they're going right now in their lives. My oldest is 24. She's in media and marketing. And then I've got one who's studying. Yeah, they all have their different facets of what they want to do. I hope in some way, shape, or form they come back to the family company. But it will be on their own terms and time. Just like I did
That's
with
great.
My mom, you know,
just
before
like
I
you,
joined
yeah.
forces with my mom. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I had previous careers as a buyer, as in a marketing and wholesale. So every path I had and every career that I had after college led me to this path. So I'm just waiting to see where their paths take them. And I hope it brings them back around the lake and
yeah.
to the home. But we'll see. There's always hope.
That's great. There's always hope, right? Maybe it brings them around the soybean farm, right?
Interesting.
Well, Laura,
exactly.
it was a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thanks,
we're excited
Eric.
To add Linnea to our family of brands here and look forward to catching up with you on a regular basis and getting you up here as often as we can, too. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Good Market Podcast. A new episode will drop the second Tuesday of each month, so make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening. Give us a like, a follow, and a share, and please leave a review so that we can reach even more people and grow even more good. Tune in next time to hear more stories from good people with great products supporting exceptional causes. We'll see you next month.